You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Monday and Thursday nights, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I am so grateful that you prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the one who tried to make sure you're always attuned anytime I'm speaking, I am so thankful, and I pray that every time you hear me, every fiber of your being is completely filled to overflowing with thanks and praises for the blessedness that you are. With each and every breath and every beat of your heart, there's an intention that I have, that I've always had when I come to these airwaves and I celebrate the year of having come back to come forward to WRFG again after taking a year off. And that year gave me some opportunity to get some perspective, to realize I cannot stop speaking, I cannot stop encouraging, I cannot stop caring, I cannot stop trying to reach into the bodies and the hearts and the minds and the spirits of those who are willing to give ear, willing to hear, willing to seek to be a little more than you were yesterday. I'm in a place and space where it is always in my heart to do that which really benefits not only myself, but everything and everybody that I communicate with, everybody that I touch, because I realize that I've come to the earth and I will be leaving the earth, as we all have done and we all shall do. The issue that I try to bring forward to us is that our lives were not given to us so that we can suffer, that is not the purpose in our being here, that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and those of us who are living in this now moment, regardless of where we are on the planet, are all held by the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our heart, that breathes us, that really designed us, and whose will, whose purposes, whose light, whose love, whose truth, we should all care to exalt. Because this is really where our leverage is, whether we realize it or not. And it just seems to be that everybody consistently is looking for some legislation, some political strategy, some economic thing, and our liberation in terms of what it is we are thinking on a daily basis, what it is we're living for, what it is our hearts are beating for, what it is we care about. In truth, this is where the leverage really, really starts. It starts with each one of us. And what we have already seen is that over the period, we have always depended upon a few who will get out and march and protest and struggle and lobby and do all of this on behalf of everybody. But we each have duty, obligation, and responsibility because we are the breathing, thinking beings that we are. Nobody is outside of the order of existence, outside of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be completely committed to living, completely committed to the laws that govern life, completely committed to exalting a full life's urge. But our being under siege has put us in a vibration where we no longer realize that that's what we have to do. For God, regardless of all of the other things we can do, whether we're doing it through music or education or business or administration or whatever realm that we can express ourselves, the issue is that whoever we are, wherever we are, we exist in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence we have access to. And it is a greater thinker than those who are legislating sickness, illness, disease, and death as trillion-dollar business. And that's why it's so important for us to come to a point and place where we care to do that which is ours to do, to stand on behalf of life itself. Therefore, if we are in truth, remembering that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That intelligence sees through every eye that sees. That intelligence commanded that we love it with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, souls, with our whole might, that we reverence and respect the reality of our lives, and that the whole of life itself is sacred. And it is as a result of people of all manners of hues, of all ethnicities, all religious orientation, all persuasions and whatnot, that we are not in that particular vibration of realization, that we are not respecting the sacredness of all of life. We are not exalting a full life's urge. We feel as though we have the right to feed off the degradation and the deprivation. We can support it because it's a way to generate resources. We feel as though it's okay for other beings to be entrapped and enslaved and shot up and poisoned and whatnot so that they can be slaughtered and you feed off of their carcasses. You all are all right with that. And that in and of itself, that mentality and that action, which is barbarism, cannibalism, being carnivorous when you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, is the foundational root of all of the issues that we're dealing with, in that we are not able to walk in the integrity of our divinity when our bloodstreams have been defiled with the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, and all manners of behavior modifying chemicals that have been dressed up in all of that garbage that they call food. Food that is in all manners of boxes and packages and is being advertised to us with all manners of bright colors and nice jingles and wearing the face of those that have come out of our communities and have made good. We are in a place and space where duty, obligation, and responsibility as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, is nothing that we can be ignoring and act as if it doesn't exist, and then everything be all right in your life. The world conquering rampage is beyond just police brutality. It is in your feeding off of the carcasses of dead beings, hens and chickens and Cornish hens and fish and fowl and all of these ones. It's as a result of your intoxication, your inebriation, your bringing in tobacco and all of these things into your body system, defiling the temple that God has given you so that it can commune with you, it can dwell with you, it can meet you in your most private moments with yourself. But it becomes extremely difficult to be in a place where you are able to receive such a divine visitation when your body temple has been turned into a cemetery for decaying, decomposing, and rotting carcasses. And so the boycott of the death industries, coming to a point in place where each man, each womb man, understand that it is our duty, our obligation, and our responsibility to exalt life. It is our duty, our responsibility, and our obligation to stand on behalf of the rights of all ones, all nations, all races, all women, all men, regardless of their gender preferences, their ethnicities, their whatever, to realize that everyone has the right to its life. And no matter what groups of people we're talking about under this world conquering rampage to divide and conquer us, regardless of what gods they worship, whether you're worshiping Allah or Jah, Yahweh or Jehovah or Jesus or whoever. The issue is, are you honoring the sanctity and the sacredness of your own being? Are you in a place and space where you are loving life? You are giving your all to life. You are consistently seeking, asking, knocking, applying yourself towards being in the integrity of who you are, is this point of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that you all refer to as the absolute and supreme being, the creator of all, God, goddess, whoever and whatever you may call it. It has designed us. You understand? So God-made bodies eating man-made food has put us in a position where we have aborted our natural access to a direct line of light with the spirit worlds. And the earth herself as a physical place, a physical planet that is governed, maintained, and sustained by spirit laws, is a place for our learning, our growing. Earth residency is school for us so that we have the opportunity to improve upon any past life we've already had where we were not quite clear that we were here to exalt a full life's urge. Perhaps we had not come into that degree of light. We were still under God worship and Savior worship and saint worship and all of that. Now we're in a place and space to accept our own degrees of responsibility, to be held in the accountability of duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to exalt a full life's urge on behalf of the lineages that we represent, to come to a point and place where we are tapping the greatness that is charged on our DNA, that we are completely integritous with the light of ourselves. And this is that which everybody needs. The police need it. The judges need it. The psychiatrists need it. The psychologists need it. Everybody needs it, because you cannot be authorized, licensed, certified, or degreed by a system of government, education, miseducation, religious training, and whatnot to function outside of the intelligence of existence. You cannot be authorized to be a perpetuator of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, and then think that everything should be all right with your life. And to remember that there is justice, and that justice does not depend upon people who have been fed all manners of garbage being able to come to a unanimous decision as to whether this one is guilty or not. You understand? The fact that they are guilty and offensive within their own cells puts them in a position where they literally are not in a place where they can truly be those who are the dispensers of justice. Justice is about absolute law. Nobody is beyond it. So those trigger-happy policemen who are filled with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, donuts and coffee and alcohol and whatnot, they are not going to get away with anything, even if they have to lose the lives of their own children or their grandchildren, or they be phased out of existence. You just don't know what they will bring forward to them. But our leverage is in coming to that place and space where we are completely committed to doing that which is truly in our own best interest. Because when you are under siege, when there is an intent and an agenda that is being perpetuated through government, religion, miseducation, and society and culture, when you turn any way you go and you see that people are trying to make sure that you are not a thinking person, trying to make sure that you are addicted to one thing or the other, trying to ensure that they have your attention, they have your commitment, they have your dollar to do that, which keeps them in business and puts you in a position where you are dissipating your life force, that you are losing your grip on unreality that you are coming to a point and place where you are trying to justify in your mind why it is you have the right to be killing yourself and then complain when these ones kill your children, when you were killing them the entire time. See, they got y'all in a vibration where you feel as though it's your right to do a slow death. And anybody that takes you out of your right to die slowly is now criminal. But you were not criminal in feeding off of the death of other beings. You were not criminal in defiling and desecrating your body temple where the spirit of the living God is supposed to be dwelling. You are in a place and space where your mind, your spirit, that which animates you, that which animates you without you having to think about it, it may not be thinking. You are thinking, the conscious mind that you are is thinking, and then that absolute and supreme intelligence is on automatic pilot, breathing you, beating your heart, and it is trying to make adjustments for every foul thing that you bring into your body. It is trying to bring you forward to homeostasis, to the balance, to continue to do that which is clearing and cleansing you, whether you have sense enough to do that for yourself or not. You are absolutely and divinely blessed. Now, I am encouraging you to care enough about yourself, care enough about your health, care enough about our collective reality as a community and global family that needs to rise completely up towards our own degree of salvation and deliverance from the wickedness of a world system that is intended to depopulate through this system of genocide in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through legalized genocide disguised as free enterprise. And we have so much warfare, man against man against woman, woman against children. You understand, is that when you have a people, when you have a global people, when you have people anywhere that are divided within themselves and they don't care to correct, they don't care to pull themselves together, they don't care to realize that there is an inherent purpose in being and to be purposed in their being based upon the intelligence of life itself. If they do not want to wake up after all of the differing things that they have created, situations and circumstances that allowed them to either feel very, very good and very, very blessed about who they are, where they are, what they're doing, or to feel very, very bad as a result of what they've allowed themselves to be caught up in. We have to realize that you are the only one who can really accept correction for yourself. And the more each one of us stands and cares to be aligned with the laws of life, with the intelligence of existence, with the way of life, which is love, the more each one of us cares to position ourselves from that perspective, this is how we begin to radiate a power that no man and no system and no government can defile. But if you are filled with all of this garbage, then you are filled with doubt. You are filled with insecurity. You are filled with a sense of hopelessness and powerlessness and helplessness. You are consistently trying to figure out, why don't they do something? And then you continue to go to the store and buy the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of dark, dank things that undermine the integrity of your own divinity. And I know as a result of us being fed this way, I got it too as a child. I am thankful that I had enough care as a child to really want to know what it is I'm living for. I am very thankful that I had the insight as a child to want to know why people are dying. I am so thankful that I was the kind of child who realized that as a child of God, we should not be dying. I am so thankful that I have been away from those things and those ways longer than I have been on them. And I know the difference. And the difference is that when our blood is clean, when we are consistently making choices that are truly in our own best interest, it gives us a good feeling about ourselves. It allows us to be in a much greater degree of thanksgiving and gratitude and praise and prayer and whatnot, so that we are creating a greater reality. Each and every day, we are able to really exalt a fuller life's urge. And there is nothing that the petty ones, nothing that the wicked ones, nothing that those ones who are so occluded and so polluted within themselves, there is nothing that they can do against those who stand with God as one who is harmonized with the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, to remember that there is a power that we were given, but we have to be cleared and cleansed and purified. We have to take the time to consecrate our lives. And there's a joy and a glory that comes with that kind of right action in the midst of those who choose to enjoy being wrong. And there's no amount of civil rights, there's no amount of marching, there's no amount of protesting, there's no amount of you reacting to those who have already proven that they do not have anybody's best interests at heart. Not even their own, or those of their children. You're dealing with the people who are so desperate to maintain their stupidity that they should be pitied, not feared. That you are so desperate to exalt what you think is your right to rule, to desecrate, to defile, to destroy, so that you can control, when you have no control over yourself, over your desires, over your lusts, over your passions. These people are wicked for the simple fact that their blood is defiled. They are bloodthirsty. They love the hunt. They love the kill. They love being in a place and space where they feed off of the degradation and the annihilation of other ones. This is the root of oppression and that lie that is called white supremacy, which is really just stupidity and insecurity and idiocy on crack. And because we're under a world-conquering rampage, those of us who truly care, we have to be about everybody's wholeness. We have to understand that the law is what it is. We cannot rewrite the law, and you cannot think a greater thing than the law, which is about our wholeness. It's about the perfection of our care and our forgiveness and our love and our self-mastery and our self-control. And these people have put us in a vibration where all of these behavior-modifying substances and chemicals that they put in all of this garbage that they call food, even that which is vegetarian and vegan and all of this, as long as you're putting all of this stuff in microwaves, you are destroying the integrity of anything that was vital or nutritious in it. We have to come to a place and space where we will no longer be enslaved to any of our desires, not our palates, not our genitals, not our lusts, any of it. You have to come to a point and place where you don't mind applying yourself towards your wholeness. See, this is the example that our children need. This is what the children need to be taught. because we see, as a result of our own miseducation and education and whatnot, that we have not been properly prepared to even understand what being is, what existence is, what are the laws that govern existence, how do we create, who are we as human beings, what is our capacity, what is our potentiality, how do we reach it, how do we achieve it. See, there are a lot of things that we should have been given as a part of our educational process or a part of our religious training, our spiritual guidance. And so now we have so many voices, we have so many ones who are speaking forward because they have cleared their own way. They have realized how they were facilitating their own issues, their sickness, their illness, their diseases, their unforgiveness, their resentments, their programming and whatnot, so that there is more support than ever before for those of us who would seek the truth, for those of us who would get leverage through whatever tools that we need, through the affirmations and the declarations and the subliminals. There is so much available to us that if you really are not caring to correct, then you really will not have the benefit of correction. And that benefit is that you have the opportunity to participate in that which is destiny. You have the opportunity to participate in your reprogramming, your cellular immortalization, because you are remembering and accepting the truth of your own divinity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. And that helps us to get beyond all of the divide and conquer things. We are living in a system that is a death culture. We cannot participate with it and be all right, no matter what you do. When you stop bringing money to those places where you are purchasing and feeding off of things that undermine your cellular functioning, create neurological, circulatory, endocrinological, your glandular functioning, your reproductive, your eliminative, your lymphatic, whatever the systems are that you have in your body, when you are creating blockage and obstructions of the fluidity of your nerve force, your life force, your breath, and your blood, then you are participating in your own demise. And as long as you are participating in your own demise, as are the judges and the lawyers and the policemen and the guards and all of these ones, you understand, then there's no leverage that they will have. But neither one of us has to wait for everybody to become liberated before we become liberated. It becomes a matter of what it is you're asking for. It becomes a matter of what it is you are living for. It becomes a matter of what it is you are telling yourself, what it is you are infusing your cells with. And it becomes a matter of your care to come to that place and space where you are mastering the love and the forgiveness and the mercy and the compassion, but you are also stepping outside of the fear and the trepidation and the inhibition and all of the other sense of powerlessness to come to that place where you are digging deep within yourself to activate your generational wealth that is charged on your DNA. So the strength of you, the light of you, the love of you, the power of you, the potential of you, the talents that you have. The talent is the area of light through which the Creator will shine through you, so that you are securing your destiny. You are doing that which ensures that as you continue to mature, not be on the path of adulteration, as you continue to unfold in the beauty of yourself, the light of yourself, the power of yourself, the strength of yourself, in your attunement with the spirit worlds, your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul, you understand that you are securing your immortal destiny. We are to leave the planet as embryonic gods and goddesses, not as dead people. And this now moment, you are being called to rise. You are being called to remember. You are being called to care, to love, to stand, to rise, to walk. as one who is completely committed to the laws of being, mastering the love that harmonizes us with all beings, and putting yourself in a position where you have the opportunity to truly honor and glorify the lineages that you represent and all of the great ones that have come before us, who sacrificed and were sacrificed so that we have a greater access to the truth of ourselves. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of a resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM.
Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you. For those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so appreciative, and always in consistent prayer that you are always receiving more inspiration, more insight, more support in really caring and daring to walk in the fullness of who you are. For that is what this programming is always about. That's what I'm always speaking to, is that which is necessary for our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, and our being qualified for continuance in existence. And it really is about our daring to be all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. For that is the truth of who we are, beyond all of the racial things, the sexual things, the preferential things, the political things, and all of the things that we have taken as our identity, which none of which can be our identity. Our identity has been consistent in that with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we are completely animated, completely enlivened, completely permeated and penetrated by an absolute and supreme intelligence whose presence is absolute and supreme. And it is in our knowing that, our caring to walk in the integrity of that, our being fully aligned with that as our truth, that gives us the leverage over a system that tries to make sure that we don't feel good about ourselves, over a system that tries to make sure that we've been divided and conquered, that we are no longer able to do as all other intelligences do in exalting a full life's urge, knowing their food, excreting their waste, knowing their kind, perpetuating themselves, and being able to respond correctly and directly when their lives are being threatened. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to affirm the truth of our immortality as our destiny and our fate. The lie that we've been told is that we're supposed to be dying, we're supposed to be sinful, we're supposed to be in a place where we accept that God has given us the right to choose death, God has given us the right to be wrong, God has given us the right to choose doing something other than that which is its will, to live some other way other than its way. And our realization is that nobody can give us a greater map for this life. Nobody can give us a greater way of being than that which is the truth and the essence of our being as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence, to know that there is purpose in being. And that purpose in our being here is to fully unfold, to self-realize, self-actualize, and to be able to leave having resubstantiated in adding unto the substance of our spirit so that we are continued in existence beyond our earth residency, for earth residency is school. And we should be graduating with flying colors. But it all depends on how you apply yourself in the different curriculums of classrooms that you've chosen, whether you've chosen business or whether you've chosen religion or whether you've chosen education or whether you've chosen being a father, a husband, a wife, a mother. You understand? It's like every aspect of our lives should reflect our care to be in harmony with the purpose of existence in our exalting a full life's urge, mastering ourselves, our desires, our care, so that we do nothing to undermine ourselves, so that we are able to truly be in a place and space where we are harmonious with the laws that govern us, that we are harmonious with Mother Earth and Mother Nature, that we are walking in a quiet place and space that is filled with peace and poise in the reality of that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We are here to realize that there is a real I, an absolute I that sees through every eye, and we should be reverencing it, respecting it, honoring it. Sometimes people say, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to be doing? I don't know what purpose is. No, we are here. We're supposed to be reverencing and delighting in the blessedness of our being. We're supposed to be serving life and the purposes of life. We're supposed to be developing ourselves to really activate the wealth of ourselves, activating our DNA and invoking and calling forth the greatness of who we are, because we are these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And we were told to love it with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls, with our whole might, to honor our mothers and fathers. That is walking on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent. We are not here under our own auspices. There are those who sacrifice so that we have access to everything that we have. We are the beneficiaries of all of the light and the love and the labor and the sacrifices and the commitments and all of that that have come through so many ones whose names we will never be able to call, but each one of us represents some of them. How well do you care to represent them? How well do you care to be represented? What do you want your children to see of you, and how do you want them to walk? What quality of beings are you creating? Have you created? Because in this life, we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are, except perhaps the ones that have come through us. There is no greater work than becoming the ones that we are. There is no greater work than leaving and adding unto the blessedness of the ones that have come through us, or the ones that we have charged as the ones who educate and the ones who shape and cultivate the hearts and the minds and the spirits of other ones. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be in a place and space where we honor our being. We honor life itself, the intelligence of existence itself, which is so intelligent that it is the intelligence of all beings that exist, and everything that exists has purpose in being. And none of them, as quiet as it may be kept, was intended to rot in our body temples, filling us with stench, turning our body temples into living cemeteries. It was never the intention or the will of existence to put us in a place where we have to feed off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of other ones, and to survive off of their body fluids. That was never the intention of existence, of the will of existence, of the intelligence of existence. And that's what has issued death into the world, where there should be no death, because we are each these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. But now we have to do that which is necessary to realign ourselves, to restore ourselves, to be cleared and cleansed and purified from the default, from the mistakes, from the sinfulness, from the transgressions and trespasses that we have made and that others have made against us. We're in a place and space where we must come to that realization that spiritual laws rule all of these realms. And that nobody can authorize you, certify you, license you, degree you, educate you, religiously mistrain you to feel that that is greater than your purpose in being. To self-develop. We're in a now moment that requires us to really understand that real success in this life is about our walking in the integrity of our own authenticity as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We are either men, the progenitor of lineages, or womb men, the perpetuator of lineages. And whether we've had children or not, we are still here to exalt life. We're still here to exalt a full life's urge on behalf of the legacy of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of the Aboriginal, the Indigenous, and the Native peoples, on behalf of all of the creatures who have lived and given of themselves so that we have a greater. We are completely obliged to do that which is ours to do in our now moment. And that is to be realigned and restored, to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. See, there's a graciousness and a greatness. There's a protection that we get when we talk about salvation and deliverance, being saved and delivered from the lies, being saved and delivered from the pain, from the disdain, from the disgust, from all of that discontent and dissatisfaction, that disenergy. We are in a place and space where it is to our benefit to realize that there is absolute law that governs us. And to care to be in the absolute law that governs. To be in a place and space where every fiber of our being is completely resonant in our absolute and supreme desire to walk in the fullness of our own authenticity under the authority of the laws that govern us. Because it is as a result of the lawlessness that sickness, illness, disease, death, and all of the violation has come forward, because we have been following a people who are lawless, who act as if they can do anything at any time to anybody, anywhere, and it is okay, and they have nothing to suffer for. And I'm the one to remind us that there is justice and there is peace. But the peace, you have to care to be in the fulfillment of the laws, and the fulfillment of the law is love. So peace is truly accomplished love. And when we live in the context of a system and a world government that are not practicing and not exalting the harmony of the whole, who are competitive, and that they issue sanctions against one another, they force themselves upon other ones and each other. We're in a place and space where we have to do it the way that it was intended to be done. There is no winning in war. The fact that you're at war is a violation, because you were given the faculties with which to communicate, the faculties with which to empathize and sympathize, the faculties with which to collaborate and cooperate with each other. That is the expectation that the intelligence of existence has for itself, that is manifesting and womb manifesting through every race and through every nation of people. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be in the light of the truth of ourselves, because that is the thing that gives us the leverage over a system that perpetuates lies as if they were the truth, that they've been perpetuating the lies so much that you've been hearing it over and over and over and over again until it rings as if it were the truth. But if the lies were the truth, then the truth and the people living the truth would be harmonious, and there would be harmony in love and light and wisdom and peace and poise and power and prosperity, not sickness and illness and disease and degradation and deprivation and inebriation and intoxication and violation and incarceration and molestation and rape and all of that. All of that is the evidence of being out of alignment with the laws of love. But when you've been fed bastardizing things, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificial colors and artificial flavors and sodas and candy and sugar and all of these things, then these things impact and affect you because they literally rob you of your natural functioning. They usurp the harmony of your being. They defile your blood, and your spirit being charged on your blood becomes defiled as a result of the corruption of the blood. The blood has been turned to sludge, and therefore you become heavy laden, burdened, worrisome, faithless, doubtful, negative, insecure, unstable, sick, ill, diseased. And now you're in a place where you have support in realizing that you can reverse whatever the situations and circumstances are. You do not have to continue to do what you've always done just because you've always done it. Now you're in a place to understand that it is the very spirit in you that is greater than all of the things that man has made that is corrupting you, violating you, turning you into something that you're not. For with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, you are still animated by the intelligence of existence itself. And when you come to that place in that space where you are consciously caring to function in integrity with it and its ways, when you will apply yourself wholeheartedly, consistently, deliberately, intensely, intentionally in being cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed, when you will claim and affirm and declare your right to be in alignment with the laws of life and love, to be at peace, to be filled to overflowing with the praises and joy and thanksgiving for the blessedness in just being. To be in a space and place where you realize that man does not control the spinning of the earth and the flotation of the earth in her realm and in her worlds. That man does not control the way that the sun shines and blazes and nourishes us. That those things that we depend upon for our life, man has nothing to do with. And so we have to take our thought away from what they're doing to really apply ourselves to that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which can be trusted, that which has already proven itself, that which no man can undermine and no systems, no governments can thwart its own fulfillment of its own will in the continued ever expansion of its infinite and divine reality as absolute reality. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get real still, to get real clear, to get real about being, get real about your being. And stop playing yourself so small as if it doesn't matter what you do. It matters what you do. It matters what we do. It matters what our individual and our collective gifts are to this time in our lives as we're sharing this now moment of our being together. The issue is, what do you really care to do? What do you want to accomplish? How do you want to be remembered? Because the day for making transition from the earth is rapidly approaching for everybody. And some of our youth are not going to live as long as some of our elders because of the amount of bastardization and usurpation and degradation that they have been exposed to by the adulterated ones. Which is why we have to stand up, get up, rise completely up to embrace the fullness of this now moment in what is ours to do. Because you will never be able to justify within your heart, within your mind, or in having to rectify and reconcile why it is you were not deliberately, consciously, intentionally harmonizing with your soul for the time that you were here. You cannot justify why you would not apply yourself. You will not be able to blame Willie Lynch or Bush or Cheney or any of these ones for why you would not exalt a full life's urge to do that which was yours to do in glorifying, honoring, and walking in the integrity of your own authenticity. You won't be able to say, well, I didn't know that I was supposed to do that. You saw all of this garbage that was going on. You witnessed all of this abuse, all of this stuff, and you did not seek the truth, the answers, the solutions. We were told to ask. We were told to knock. We were told to seek. But if you never cared to understand why, if you never wanted to have leverage and you just was going on for the hokey doke, then you'll never have the glory of the triumph and the victory over the foolishness. And being a fool, being foolish, does not bring the glory as being fully, consciously, caringly, conscientiously, intensely intentional in being restored in the light of the truth of the all that you are as intelligence personified. See, the wisdom isn't knowing what to ask for. It's about your caring to be all that you are. It's about your desire to be full in your giving, your expressing, your receiving, your acknowledging the blessedness of your own being and being the blessing that you are. That's what you're supposed to be doing. So if you do what you're supposed to do, then you have the opportunity to do whatever else you would love to do. Because when you've mastered yourself to the degree to which you can do no wrong, then you have the greatest degrees of freedom. The greatest degrees of freedom come when you have applied yourself wholeheartedly towards loving those laws. It's, we were told to seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and then all other things could be added unto us. We were not told to whore and pimp and prostitute ourselves for polished wood, metal, and stone in situations and circumstances and favors. We're in a now moment that whatever the situation and circumstance, whatever the need is for your healing, you have to claim it. To know that the spirit that dwells in that body has authority to speak your words to power. You have the authority by virtue of each and every breath you take and every beat of your heart to recreate yourself, your situations, your circumstances. When you get real clear about what really matters, when you get real clear about how the laws work and you become cooperative, working consciously with the law. See, the laws are working whether you're conscious of them or not, which is why things show up the way that they do. People say, oh, well, it happened for a reason. The reason that things happen is because it is by law. It is the fulfillment of the law that things show up. Somebody thought the thought. Somebody did the deed. Somebody entertained it, considered it. We're in a now moment that requires us to care enough to sit with ourselves and know that that which you have and that which you are, nothing can be added to you that is greater than you. And that when you consciously care to cultivate the wealth of yourself, when you will invoke and activate that which is your inheritance, that which is in your DNA, that which is the fullness of the substance of that which you are as living presence personified, then know that you are able to have whatever else you may need. But when you have a full whole heart's desire to be whole, so that your presence, that your being here has significantly enhanced the lives of everyone that you've touched, that you gave when it was needed. And when you did not think you had it to give, is when you had even more to come forward. Because you cared enough. And that which you give from the limitlessness and the boundlessness of your heart's wellspring, can extend generations. It is our time to understand the power of the spirit of us, the power in the light of us, the power in the love of the law and the lawfulness in our being who we be in our now moment of eternity. For we are the truth. And love is the way. And light and wisdom bring the power. And being in the power of love, light, wisdom, and truth is the key to our salvation and our deliverance, our liberation, our resurrection, and our meeting the prerequisites for being qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.